Hey everyone, welcome to the Money Brew Show with DJM Design. I am Daniel James and we interview a really interesting guest. We actually talk about making money online. They're a massive company, probably been on the Inc. 5000 for quite some years now. And we taste test this bar one at the end of the show, so stick around for that. I ask him a really weird question, who he'd rather be chased by, Bafana Bafana or Swati Nkosi. And he has to answer that. So he also got this box that we go through. So our show is unique. Stick around, like, share, subscribe, comment, and enjoy the show. Cheers.
So welcome to the Money Brew Show. We're on this other segment with JB Kellogg and Marketing 360 and Madwire and this rapid journey of growth over these last few years. We were going to ask this really interesting question. So if you were to visit your younger self, and let's say young JB, you know, what are some of the advice you would be giving yourself relaunching the company? What would you be telling yourself? What would you be doing differently? And what?
I would probably tell myself to start sooner. You know, I had the idea for Madwire 5 years before I ever started the company. And so I'd say when you have that inkling and you feel like it could be a good pathway, just go, you know, go for it. So that's one thing. The other thing I'd say is follow your instincts. For some reason, you know, we're just given this soul. It's like our moral compass, and it has this ability of telling you what you need to do, even though it doesn't make sense. I think follow your instincts. So one example is when you're doing an interview, sometimes you have an interview and somebody just seems like they check all the boxes, but there's something that just tells you, I don't know about this person. And other times you have somebody that checks almost no boxes, but for some reason you think, I just feel good about this person. In my experience, that's almost always been right. It's just go with the one that you feel like, you know, is going to be most successful long-term. Even if they have no experience whatsoever, you can always train that, but hire for character ultimately.
Dun, dun, dun. AI. Okay, here we go, Daniel.
Okay, hey everyone. There's so many questions on this topic, and the big thing that they push on us is the fear of it. But let me go back to a story and an example. Remember those massive phones back in New York? We were all very like glamorous with our big, great phones. I had a friend, Mark Zuckerberg, Google Boys had one. He used to have one that he would run around with. And then boom, Nokia came up. And all of a sudden, the game was changed. So this is what I want to do. I'm shifting the way we're thinking about this. We're having a workshop that's going to be a Maximizing AI workshop. It's going to be downtown Greeley at the Link Library. And our team has used like this on 20 different websites. And we've seen the results. Like, you can get a tax credit for using a certain type of AI. You can get your email summarized. I'm happy to share with you at that event. There'll be breakout sessions. It's not just me talking and boring you. There is also an executive chef, Ken, coming. Greg and them are key level sponsors. That's $199. You get 3 minutes. This video is going to rerun as well for a whole year. So they're going to get exposure all the way through.
Right, let's get
her. Did you ever prematurely hire? Like, I know I ran into that 2 years ago and I had to re-pivot and rethink, like, oh, well, I know I watched one of your episodes where it was like, you actually have to benchmark before hiring. So it's like, get to that level and then do it. But did you ever see that in a product or maybe in a person?
Where we jump the gun?
Yeah, sure.
Oh yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah, that's good. It probably brought in, and I think I love this. So I had a turnaround story in 2020 because I was like super low and I was like, oh, I just want to throw in the towel with the agency. But I always like to test the water and see which companies are hiring and how and what. So I applied at Madwire, I applied at a bunch of places. And in some ways, I'm glad it never happened. But I also realized, man, I'm not a good fit because I'll probably get ejected out of the organization. And I read that in another book the other day and I was like, oh man, this is so good. I've been saved that problem that I could run into. But who are your best performers and why do you think they are the best performers? Let's say from the sales and the product side.
You know, I think the best performers that we have are people that celebrate the process. They don't focus on the end goal. They focus on the process. And for sales as an example. If you know that if you have 10 meaningful conversations a day, it will eventually probably lead to you exceeding your sales goal, and you just focus on that 10 meaningful conversations a day. Some days, as we say, the fishing is good. And like, you get all 10 contacts before lunch and you're crushing it. Everybody's answering the phone. Other days, for whatever reason, nobody's answering the phone, or they just don't want to talk. And so you can't get that meaningful conversation. And those days, maybe you have to stay a little bit late, right? Or maybe you get behind and you have to make a few calls on Saturday to hit that target. But if you celebrate the process and you're disciplined to the process, the results will eventually come. And the people we have here that are disciplined to the process, I think are most consistently, you know, the top performers pretty much year over year.
That's amazing. The next taste test is our text bar over here. It should say text on it. The other bars, I thought, let me ask you this before we get into it. Do you like nuts? Do you like Snickers? Or do you like wafers?
Probably Snickers.
Okay, so our South African equivalent is called a bar one. So let's actually grab that one. There's a bar one in here somewhere. There it is. It's like this tiny black and red chocolate bar.
Okay, yeah, got it.
So this, they have all these commercials in South Africa, and these guys make the best commercials. it's like our equivalent of the Super Bowl type commercials.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
By the way, the Super Bowl just finished here. Are you a 49ers or a Chiefs fan, or do you not want to say?
49ers.
Man, they worked so hard. I was so disappointed. They really deserved that one.
I know. It's their own fault because they played soft defense at the end of the game. And then they played soft defense in overtime instead of being aggressive. Telling the guys, hey, if we get burned being aggressive, that's on me. But go all out to stop these guys. They played soft, and you can't do that against Mahomes. He'll just chew you up.
Yeah, exactly. Like an aggressive competitor.
Right.
In the business world, like when you have that opportunity for the next touchdown, like just take it. Because I didn't know that in overtime, like there's certain rules that take play.
This is
fascinating, man. This part, I just want to double check it. So someone getting to their first million in a small business, I think you're great advice for this, because you know how to get businesses to those different levels, even to the aspect of, hey, remember that profit is important. But what advice would you give someone trying to get to that first million that is stuck and hitting those ceilings and just feels like they can't get up there?
We call those glass walls. You'll be moving right along, and then you just smack up against a glass wall. You didn't even see it, and it just knocks you on your butt. And then, you try to run into it a few times and you can't get through it. And then you got to back up. You got to rethink your process. What worked with 30 people didn't work with 60. What worked with 60 doesn't work with 100. So you got to rethink it. Sometimes it's a new leader that you got to put in place. Sometimes you need to, think of a new product to upsell that you can upsell your existing customers to, or, it could be a million different things, but there's something there, And then once you figure that out and you back up enough, then you can get enough momentum to blast through that glass wall and continue running. That's kind of how we think about it.
Awesome. I love it. Just like football. So I have to ask this, because I think over the course of these interviews, I've just kind of realized something about you is, unless it's a genetic thing with your family, it just seems like you guys are exceptional hard workers, more than maybe entrepreneurs. Because I was like, maybe I should ask JB, what motivates you to keep this drive? Like, why not just go steady or change gears in other ways? Maybe other people don't see that, like you have your hard days and your terrible moments of other competitors, or let's say just, a customer going a little bit too far and internal things. But what is that thing that you would say is in your family or that other people could look at? Is it just innate, or do you have is the Lord just something that he's just moving you through those motions?
Yeah, I don't know. I've always prided myself on work ethic and working hard, throughout sports in my life and college and everything. I wouldn't say I was ever the smartest guy. I was actually pretty slow coming up through school. I was held back in second grade, very dyslexic, so struggled, you know, pretty bad with reading and all that. So the one thing I could lean on though was my work ethic, and I would outwork you. Didn't matter what it was. And I think that just became a habit, and I can't help myself. You know, I can't do anything without doing it to my best ability, you know, and God's obviously critical, because if you don't have God to fall back on, eventually you don't have anything to fall back on. You have to have God there, and he, you know, praying in the morning. And, you know, the Brother Lawrence, I don't know if you've read Brother Lawrence, but he worked in the kitchen his whole life, and he made his life his prayer. And he would say, I never stopped praying, because when I went to work in the kitchen, it was everything I did was, I'm doing this for God. I'm working for God. And so I think that mindset is important to have. You're always, you know, how do I glorify God in doing everything that I do? And doing something to half of your ability or cutting a corner is definitely not glorifying God, you know, so do it the best that you can.
Okay, to wrap us up, I like to ask a funny South African question. Okay, so this one's sport related. And you have, if you were to be chased by these two options, which of these would you be chased by? Bafana Bafana or Swati Nkosi?
I don't know what either of them are.
Exactly, it's a trap. So you have to choose one or the other. And one is a little...
I'd say the second.
So the first one is you'd be chased by a whole football team of South Africa. And the other one in Swati would be you'd be chased by the king of Swati, which may not be bad, because you could stir up a conversation once he catches you, you know.
Heck yeah. Perfect. I think I got that right.
Yeah, it's like a country within our country. It's beautiful. You can go and like visit, and it's close to the Zulus too, but they built their own country, and there's two of those in South Africa.
Very cool.
But anyways, good little bucket list. Thanks, guys. The next session is going to happen, so come check that out as well. We'll talk a little bit more about AI and where that's taking business. And yeah, I hope you've been enjoying these sessions. So subscribe, like, comment, and for the algorithm, I have to say this, otherwise it doesn't happen, you know? Okay.